Congressman Michael Howard Kaufman, U.S. Representative for Colorado 6th Congressional District. Welcome to the show, sir.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Congressman Kaufman, what is the status of H.R.S. 128, otherwise called the Egyptian Human Rights Bill?
Well, I think we've certainly reached an agreement with Majority Leader's office. There was an Ethiopian negotiating team from different parts of the country that have come to Washington, D.C., and they reached an agreement that the Ethiopian government is to accomplish a certain timeline in achieving a respect for human rights that would also involve having observers from the United Nations Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights to have those individuals on the ground to affirm that they've achieved these milestones. And so if, in fact, the government fails to deliver on these particular goals, then the default position will be the resolution will come to a floor for a vote. I think what leadership in the House, Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, feels that the Ethiopian government has made some gains in human rights for the pressure of this resolution. And so I think the question, he believes that, in fact, more gains can be made without the resolution coming to a vote. I probably don't agree with that, but we'll see. The default position is to have the vote.
Do you have a timeline for when that might happen?
Everything needs to occur before the end of the year, and that's the central agreement right now. I think the majority is going to come up with a specific date, but the framework of understanding right now is that if, in fact, the government of Ethiopia defaults, that there would be a vote before the end of the year.
Congressman Hoffman, what exactly is the intent of this resolution? What does it do if enacted?
Well, I think for far too long the United States has looked the other way at human rights abuses by the Ethiopian government in favor of their cooperation in terms of national security interests of the United States in that region. And I think that's fundamentally wrong. We need to strike a much better balance, and we can't simply look the other way in terms of the human rights abuses of the Ethiopian government. So I think this is an acknowledgement by the United States, by the Congress of the United States, in the House of Representatives, that the Ethiopian government is violating the human rights of its own people, and that's unacceptable.
Ethiopia, a U.S. ally in the Horn of Africa region, and a home to close to 100 million people, is in political turmoil for some time now. What is your assessment of the political situation in Ethiopia? Is there any intervention that the Congress might consider should the country fall into chaos?
Well, I think what we want is for the country not to fall into chaos. So, because what chaos breeds the kind of instability that creates a breeding ground for terrorism, potentially for acts against the United States or allies in our. So I think it's very important for that not to occur. And for that not to occur, the United States has to recognize the fact that the government of Ethiopia, again, is quite frankly terrorizing its own people and not respecting the human rights of its people and creating a situation whereby the government could very well fall, creating a vacuum of power. And we know what happens when there's a vacuum of power, whether it's in Iraq or whether it's in Libya. That becomes a breeding ground for terrorism. So that's what we want to prevent. And this movement is a direction with this resolution, with the actions taken by so many Ethiopian Americans in terms of trying to get a recognition by the United States that the Ethiopian government must change.
Congressman Michael Howard Kaufman, U.S. Representative for Colorado 6th Congressional District. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.